Hey, Joel Malkin for WJNO.com and my election spotlight on the race for U.S. House District 18. You have the incumbent, Republican Brian Mast, and being challenged by two candidates, Democrat Pam Keith, and running as a no-party affiliate candidate, K.W. Miller, and Mr. Miller joining us now. I wanted to give you an opportunity first to kind of introduce yourself to the listeners for folks who aren't aware of you. And then we'll go from there. We'll talk about issues and why you should be chosen.
Sure. Well, great to be with you, Joel. Thank you very much. So, K.W. Miller, originally from South Florida, grew up in South Palm Beach County, been in Florida since 1978, and my family has moved up into the, we'll call it the mid-18th district, which is Stewart-Jensen Beach, about 20 years ago. So we just moved a little bit north, and I'm originally from the area, went to high school here. Went off to college at Catholic University in Washington, D.C., became a commercial banker, a portfolio manager for Chase Manhattan Bank up in New York, Wall Street, and then went on to move over to the energy and infrastructure sector and spent the balance of a 30-year career in energy, finance, energy, and infrastructure. I also have an MBA from the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill, finance. And my expertise is three things, really: finance, infrastructure, and heavy industries, energy, water, and other things. So, I'm now on the tail end of my career and looking to really take all of my career experience, my global experience, I've worked all over the world, and really apply that to, you know, some of the big needs we have here, not only in Florida's 18th congressional district, but Florida and the country.
Now, you have on your campaign site that you are the true leader, true conservative, the true constitutionalist and true conservationist. So I want to focus on the true conservative and true constitutionalist on here. As I understand it, you're a registered Republican, but running as a no-party affiliate. Obviously, Brian Mast is a Republican. So what makes you more conservative?
Well, okay, you are correct. I am a registered Republican. I'm running NPA because we have approximately 25 to 27% NPA or independent voters in the 18th district and really statewide, and that party is growing, or that non-affiliation is growing, basically. Most of those party members come from the former Republican Party, who are losing faith in the fact that the party is becoming more and more liberal, okay? So they are becoming less of a conservative and constitutionalist party and more of a liberal party. Brian Mast, for lack of better terms, is a Republican in name only, Rhino, a.k.a. Democrat. His voting records reflects that, so we can talk about that if you like. But the bottom line is, you know, my baseline is the Constitution. We're not going to crack open the Constitution. We're not going to chip away at the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, and any other constitutional rights that our founding fathers set forward. Then on top of that, you know, conservative principles, meaning we don't vote for transgender sex change operations in the military. We don't try to fast-track illegal immigration from terrorist-linked nations, other things. We don't vote against the Second Amendment and try to basically do gun grabs and other conservative measures. And also, I'm a physical conservative on the monetary side. I pledged to join the House Freedom Caucus, something Brian Mast has steadfastly refused to do, because it would go against his liberal principles. So I have already committed to join the House Freedom Caucus, which, as you know, is the most conservative element of Congress.
Congressman, the incumbent, I've spoken to about the transgender vote because he took that a couple of years ago as well from candidates that were running against him in the Republican primary, I believe it was. The transgender vote, he writes off as a mistake that he fixed immediately afterwards.
Yeah, well, that's unfortunately just not the truth. That was a planned and intended vote. Nobody makes a mistake on a monumental, historical vote to basically have taxpayers pay for transgender sex change operations in the military of all places, meaning you and I pay. He took that vote down after he got basically blown up on his cell phone, and the constituents and people like me basically, you know, let him have it, and he basically tried to go and do it. The fact of the matter is, the vote stands. He made the vote. He voted yes, and no matter how many ex post facto apologies or excuses he puts up, it really is not going to change that. He voted for it. He was paid to do it, and the record reflects that.
All right. Let's talk about, you have some of the things on your website here as your congressman. I promise to. And one of the things is protect Florida's water, agriculture, environment, and history. Obviously, the sitting congressman, that's been one of his big things, has been trying to push big sugar out of the estuary and stop with the discharges. So tell us how you're going to do a better job with that.
Yeah, well, first of all, Brian Mass has not achieved anything. I'm going to be blunt. My job is to reflect the record. In 4 years, he's talked a lot. He's done a lot of smoke and mirrors, but he's achieved nothing. He's brought no money into the district. Okay, there's no money. There's no allocated dollars. Number one. Number two, he hasn't even funded his special interest project, which is basically promoted by Florida Everglades Foundation, Everglades Trust, Center for Biodiversity, which are George Soros, Paul Tudor Jones, Tom Steyer funded groups, which is the Everglades Agriculture Reservoir. He has brought no money in for that. And here's the real bottom line. I'm an infrastructure man, so we're going to build brown water wastewater treatment plants around the lake and north of the lake. Okay, what that requires is hundreds of millions of dollars, but that's what I do. And that will basically allow us to treat the pesticides, the phosphates, and other chemicals that are attached in that water and convert it to more user-friendly brown water, not drinking water. We're just going to basically treat it to what we call, you know, international brown water standards. So when water comes out of the north, we can basically start to remove some of the toxic chemicals. Now, at the same time, we need to start treating the water north of the lake. The agriculture area, Everglades agricultural area, is not back pumping water into Lake Okeechobee. That's a fallacy. They also operate under court decree, and they have to use what we call best management practices. They're not the boogeyman. They're the fake boogeyman. The boogeyman is north of Lake Okeechobee. It's Central Florida. It's all the dirty water that's coming out of the phosphate mining, out of Disney World, out of City of Orlando, that is not being treated because they pay lobbyists, and they also pay Brian Mast in campaign donations to avoid them, to not talk about them, and attack farmers. So farmers are not the enemy. Farming and ranching and our timber and other associated industries are $162 billion of our GDP in Florida. Without that, if we lose that, we're going to have to initiate a state income tax to balance the budget. We're not going to give up our industries, but we're also going to put technology in place to treat the water, not push the water south to ditches. The Everglades agricultural area is, for lack of better terms, a 36-foot deep, you know, wide ditch that will do nothing. It's been proven statistically by the University of Florida studies, by engineering studies, to be completely inept. It's basically... It's a false prophecy, and we're not going to pursue false prophecy and fake legislation. We're going to put technology in place and treat the water.
All right, and the standard election interview question, why choose K.W. Miller over the other two candidates?
Very simply, I execute. What we need is a businessman like myself who is not a politician, who doesn't need the money. I'm not bought and paid for. I don't take PAC money. I don't take special interest money. And I don't take dark money. Dark money is for basically private equity, hedge funds, insurance companies, and financial institutions who run it through nonprofits. I take zero money from special interest and PAC and dark money. And number two, I execute. I'm all about getting things done. I have no agenda other than making things better for the district, making things better for the residents, and achieving things that we need. And number one is water, because water is basically our lifeblood, both on agriculture side, ranching and timber up north, but it's also for our tourism. If we don't fix the water the right way, we're never going to basically make any progress. Now, the second piece of it is I'm a global executive. We need leaders like me in Congress to basically represent this nation globally. So not, my job is not only to represent the district on local issues, it's to basically bring adult supervision to Congress and the nation.
All right. Anything else before we wrap up?
Well, look, it's a pleasure to talk to you. And look, the district has been whipsawed for the last 10 years, and it's time to get some adult supervision. So the first thing, foremost thing I always say when I give a speech is I'm the adult supervision that's been brought in, not only on my own recognizance, but by the leadership to basically help clean up the 18th district. We've got to do that.
All right. We appreciate your time. K.W. Miller, no party affiliate candidate for U.S. House, District 18. Thanks for joining me in my election spotlight.
My pleasure. Thank you very much, Joel.